This is the story of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Perhaps the most remarkable, certainly the most successful book ever to come out of the great publishing corporations of Ursa Minor. More popular than the Celestial Home Care Omnibus, better selling than 53 More Things to Do in Zero Gravity, and more controversial than Ulan Khalifa's trilogy of philosophical blockbusters, Where God Went Wrong, Some More of God's Greatest Mistakes, and Who Is This God Person Anyway? And in many of the more relaxed civilizations on the outer eastern rim of the galaxy, The Hitchhiker's Guide has already supplanted the great Encyclopedia Galactica as the standard repository of all knowledge and wisdom, because although it has many omissions, contains much that is apocryphal, or at least wildly inaccurate, it scores over the older, more pedestrian work in two important ways. First, it is slightly cheaper, and second, it has the words, "Don't Panic," inscribed in large, friendly letters on the cover. To tell the story of the book, it is best to tell the story of some of the minds behind it. A human from the planet Earth was one of them, though as our story opens, he no more knows his destiny than a tea leaf knows the history of the East India Company. His name is Arthur Dent. He is a 6-foot-tall ape descendant, and someone is trying to drive a bypass through his home.
Come off it, Mr. Dent. You can't win, you know. You can't lie in front of the bulldozers indefinitely.
I'm game. We'll see who rusts first.
Well, I'm afraid you're going to have to accept it. This bypass has got to be built, and it's going to be built. Nothing you can say or
Why has it got to be built?
Well, it's... What do you mean? Why has it got to be built? It's a bypass. You've got to build bypasses.
Did anyone consider the alternatives?
There are no alternatives. You were quite entitled to make any suggestions or protests at the appropriate time.
Appropriate time? The first I knew about it was when a workman arrived at the door yesterday. Oh. I asked him if he'd come to clean the windows, and he said he'd come to demolish the house.
Yes.
He didn't tell me straight away, of course. Oh, no. First he wiped a couple of windows and charged me a fiver, and then he told me...
But, Mr. Dent, the plans have been available in the planning office for the last 9 months.
Yes. I went straight round to find them yesterday afternoon. You hadn't exactly gone out of your way to call much attention to them, had you? I mean, like actually telling anybody or anything.
The plans were on display.
On display? I eventually had to go down to the cellar.
That's the display department.
With a torch.
Well, the lights have probably gone.
So are the stairs.
You found the notice, didn't you?
Yes. It was on display in the bottom of a locked filing cabinet, stuck in a disused lavatory with a sign on the door saying, "Beware of the leopard."
Mr. Dent!
Hello, yes!
Have you any idea how much damage that bulldozer would suffer if I just let it roll straight over you?
How much?
None at all.
By a strange coincidence, none at all is exactly how much suspicion the ape descendant Arthur Dent had that one of his closest friends was not descended from an ape, but was, in fact, from a small planet somewhere in the vicinity of Betelgeuse. Arthur Dent's failure to suspect this reflects the care with which his friend blended himself into human society after a fairly shaky start. When he first arrived 15 years ago, the minimal research he had done suggested to him that the name Ford Prefect would be nicely inconspicuous. He will enter our story in 17.2 seconds and say, "Hello, Arthur." The ape descendant will greet him in return. But in deference to a million years of evolution.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?